This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, in Psalms 73 through 77, Leroy explores the struggle of the psalmist to get his head straight. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Somewhere in the 60s, someone coined the phrase, getting your head straight. I don't know where it began, but it was very popular, and I still hear it today. It means to adjust your thinking so you can see a matter clearly as it really is. In Psalm 73, we find the writer trying to get his head straight. He states the problem in verse 2 when he says that he envied the arrogant. He saw the prosperity of the wicked. The result was that he found himself on a slippery path and about to lose his foothold. Christian, has that ever happened to you? Have you envied non-believers or wished you had a lifestyle like theirs? Of course you have. Life is like that. But when those times come, it is very important that we take hold of the promises of the Word of God. You see, there's a direct relationship between our mind and our feet, between how we think and how we walk. Have you ever seen a police officer give someone a sobriety check alongside the road? What does the officer ask the person to do? Put one foot in front of the other and walk a straight line. If the mind is foggy, the feet won't work. And if our minds are not right in the spiritual dimension, it will show up in our walk of daily discipleship. How did the psalmist correct his thinking? He could not understand it until I went into the sanctuary of God, and then I understood their end. There was confusion until he entered the sanctuary of God. But as the psalmist entered into the time of personal fellowship with the Lord, his perspective of God, others, and himself was readjusted, and it revolutionized his walk with God. The way we can avoid sliding off the path is to keep God's Word fresh in our hearts and minds. The psalmist said, "The law of his God is in his heart. His feet do not slip." With the Word of God as our guiding principle of life, we can walk the slippery paths of this world with confidence. Does that mean we will never take a false step or make a mistake? No, of course not. But when the path becomes treacherous and we lose our bearings, it's time to go to the Lord and seek His perspective. Remember that the psalmist was confused and frustrated until he entered the sanctuary of God. Christian, when we are tempted to envy the arrogant or to feel discouraged, let us go to the Lord and get our head straight. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
7 Minutes with God is one of the most practical booklets ever written on how to begin a daily time of fellowship with God. We'd like to send you a free copy to help you begin a daily quiet time. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for 7 Minutes with God. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, avoiding the snare of the good old days, as we examine Psalms 78 through 83 on Daily Discipleship.